Hey everyone, welcome back to another edition of the Pick 6. I'm your host Mike Wobschall inside TCO Studios at Winter Park. Fresh off the Vikings' first preseason game, you guys have some good questions. Let's get to work and answer them. The first one comes from Paul. In your opinion, who improved their stock after the first preseason game? A number of individuals we can choose from here, so we're going to give you a handful. Let's start with rookie center Pat Elflein. He looked good once he came in with the second string offense, even was pushing people around in the run game, had a key block in CJ Ham's touchdown. I really liked how he looked, and he can build on that going against Seattle's defense later this week. Some others who looked good, Tashawn Bauer had a sack late in the game. Also thought Jaleel Johnson looked good, so two young defensive linemen looking good and adding depth to what is the best position on this team. And then linebacker Eric Wilson looked good later in the game as well. He even had a pass deflection that saved a touchdown. The next question comes from Toby in Alaska. What do you take from the performance of our first string offensive line in Buffalo? Well, the Vikings offense, the starters were not able to move the ball down the field and put any points on the board. So they're going to look for improvement in that area in Seattle on Friday. The offensive line can play better, and I expect they will later in the preseason. It will help when Riley Reiff can get in the lineup. John from Stillwater has the next question. After watching both Coley and Adams light it up in the first preseason game, is there a way for both to make the 53-man roster? Sure there is. I wouldn't rule that out. Both draft picks look good in training camp, and it was great to see that continue in the game against the Bills. Coley had 3 catches for 67 yards, and Adams, on top of being a receiver, also returned kickoffs and scored a touchdown. Both those guys look good. Look for that to continue throughout the preseason. The suspension of Michael Floyd to start the season could open up a spot for one or both of these guys when the regular season hits. Ethan has the next question. Who are the current front runners in the battle for the kickoff returner? Are there any expected contenders? Well, let's start with Rodney Adams. He had a turn or two against the Buffalo Bills. Also during training camp, taking some kickoffs, Marcus Sherrills, Jerick McKinnon, and Isaac Fricke. Let's hope for no touchbacks when the Seahawks kick off to us on Friday night, so some more guys can get their turns at impressing the coaches as kickoff returners. Charles in Brazil asks, from your perspective, which rookie stood out the most during training camp? Let's give you 3. First, Dalvin Cook, no doubt about it. Looks like the real deal. He's fast, he's quick, he's patient, really good vision, an excellent cutback runner. Hopefully we can give him some more room against the Seahawks so he can show off some of that speed. How about Ben Gedeon out of Michigan? He looked good at linebacker during training camp. Looks like he can play inside or outside wherever the team needs him, and I have a feeling he's going to be a good special teams player for us this season as well. And lastly, Danny Isadora. Head coach Mike Zimmer had words of praise for the young offensive lineman during training camp, and he looked good against the Buffalo Bills. The Vikings might have a nice young offensive guard in former Miami Hurricane Danny Isadora. Our final question comes from Miles. Who would you take as our starting corner? Antoine Winfield in his prime or Xavier Rhodes? Oh, a tough dilemma. Antoine Winfield may be the best free agent signing in Vikings history. I've never seen a better slot corner than Antoine Winfield. Equally as good against the run as he was against the pass. He was a great blitzer, too. In his day, one of the best corners in the NFL. But now we have Xavier Rhodes. He's a different type of corner. He plays on the outside. He can shadow the other team's best receiver. He's big. You can't beat him over the top. You can't beat him underneath. Xavier Rhodes is everything you want out of a corner in the NFL right now. So I'll side with Xavier because he's on our team right now and we need him to play well in 2017. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick 6. We'll be back next week with another edition, so make sure you send your questions into the email address at the bottom of the screen. In the meantime, check out all of our coverage from the game against Buffalo and all of our coverage of the upcoming game against the Seahawks. Plus, our TV shows are coming back on air. If you miss them on TV, you can catch them on Vikings.com. Cool segments from Vikings Game Plan and Beyond the Gridiron on the website right now.